There's certain facts, and specifically numbers, that I think get lodged in our head and bring us to a memory or some kind of event or fact. For instance, 8675309. If you're a music buff from the early 80s, you know, oh, I was even hearing the tune of that in my head. Dates are like this too. Some of them just get lodged in, right? October 12th, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. July 4th, 1776, the birth of our nation. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, two great attacks on our nation. And all of these are just a sequence of numbers, but they mean something to us. If you're a literary buff, I want to give you some other numbers that might sound familiar. 24601. No, somebody knows it. 24601. Of course, this is the prison number of the main character in the probably one of the greatest novels ever written, Les Misérables. So Jean Valjean is known by this number, 24601. And it's something that he's identified by throughout the whole story. And it points to something from his past. It points to an error he made or some kind of crime that he committed. He was a prisoner. He was enslaved because he stole a loaf of bread to feed his family. And of course, that was against the law in France. And so he was imprisoned. He was enslaved for a total of 19 years. It wasn't originally a sentence of 19 years, but he kept trying to escape. He kept making other crimes that then got compiled on top of those others. And so he's known by this number, 24601. Even after he's released, he finally serves his sentence and he's released, but his past still plagues him. It still follows him. Ultimately, the story Les Misérables is a story of mercy and second chances and third chances and fourth chances. Jean Valjean, he keeps falling, he keeps making mistakes, he keeps trying to hide his past. Even after he's released, he's in dire straits. He's a marked man, he can't be hired for any kind of job. No, you're a criminal. You have this number that hangs over your head, and so he makes some other bad decisions. He steals from a boy on the road. He is welcomed in by a good bishop who takes him in, and then he steals some of that bishop's gold chalices and candlesticks and things from the dinner table. And of course, it's that moment at the beginning of the story with this bishop where he begins to change. His heart begins to soften, and he's given, I think, a new identity and a new mission. The bishop, after he's caught, Jean Valjean is caught red-handed. He steals all these things from the bishop's houses. The authorities have him there, ready to take him back to the gallows, ready to take him back to the place of enslavement. And the bishop says, nope, I gave him those. And then he gives Jean Valjean this charge, this new mission. He tells him, I've bought your soul for God. I want to give you a new identity. I want to give you a new future, a new hope. And then Jean Valjean works his way through the rest of the story, trying to live as a redeemed man. He becomes a mayor. He adopts this girl and raises her as if she were his own child. He tries to make these good decisions, but still, his past plagues him. And for a while, he's still not able to own it. He still tries to hide that old identity. But there's a point in the story where he's actually able to say, no, that man is still me. That 24601 that I saw as my condemnation, it's still part of me, but it's been redeemed. I've been given a new identity. I've been welcomed into a family. I've not tried to hide my past anymore, but I recognize now that I have a future. And that's why I think this story is one of the greatest Christian stories probably ever written. It's a great analogy for each of us in the household of God. Each of us having a past, each of us having a number 24601, each of us being enslaved to our past decisions, our past faults. But when adopted into the Lord's family, each of us too having a future. But why are we given that future? Is it because of our goodness? No, quite the contrary. We weren't chosen for our goodness. We were chosen because God wanted to make us good. He wanted to make us like himself. He wanted to raise us from our death and give us new life, a new identity in him. Matthew from the New Testament, one of the 12, he's in one of our windows here with these others. He's a man who knew that similar identity of Jean Valjean, a man who had a past, but a man who began to follow Jesus into a future of hope. And even in our reading today from Matthew's gospel, so Matthew wrote this, and he lists the names of Jesus's first 12 disciples. And when he comes to his own name, what does he say about himself? And Matthew, the tax collector. Matthew 24601. He doesn't try to hide his past. He doesn't try to diminish it. He actually uses it for God's glory. Look at me. I was the one who extorted you. I'm the one who stole from you and was slimy, and when you saw me coming, you went the other way. I was the one who was your enemy. But by the grace of God, he's called me his friend. And now I have a new future. Now I have a new horizon of hope. That's what Matthew, Levi, this man chosen by God, had to receive. I'm not the sum of my past mistakes. I'm the sum of the Father's love for me. And he wants to give me a future full of hope. And this, brothers and sisters, is the Christian story. God didn't choose us because we were good. He chose us to make us good. He didn't choose us because we were okay, because we were alive, but he chose us because we were dead, and he wanted to bring us life. St. Paul writes about this to the Romans. While you were still helpless, Christ died at the appointed time for the ungodly. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. He calls us his own. We're God's possession. That's what we hear in the book of Exodus, that the Lord sought out a small people, that you would be my special possession. You would be my own people, my flock. Dirty, but I want to redeem you, and I want to bring you to a greater place. It's, I think, important to note, Matthew stopped collecting taxes. He owned it, certainly. Yep, that's who I was. But I've stopped that life. I've left that behind me. And this is the life of every Christian. God calls everyone, but he calls us forward. Did Jesus hang out with sinners? Absolutely. But he didn't tolerate their sin. He said, I love you, even in your sin, but I want you to leave it back there. I want you to follow me in a future of hope. Every sinner has a past, every saint has a future. And so we ought not diminish our pasts or try to sweep it under the rug and pretend it didn't happen, but also we ought to leave it back there and follow him in greater fidelity, in a greater life given to live this good life. And so that's what I want to invite you into and encourage you into. Fathers, on this Father's Day, I think this is a great message for you. Each of us has a past, things we're not proud of. And we should own up to those sometimes, even to our children. Yep, this is who I was, but I don't want to hide it, but neither do I want it to define me completely. Yeah, I have a number, 24601. Yeah, I've made mistakes, but I want to lead you and this family into the future. So it's a both and proposition. I want to own my past and my mistakes, but more importantly, I want to own my identity found in Christ, who died for the ungodly, who died for sinners to ransom us from our sin. So join me in this great call, being chosen by God. Let's love God with our whole hearts. Let's let him love us and call us from our messiness.